So this lady just referred me kind of over to her neighbors because they were having Royal come. Royal just doesn't do as much. They don't do anything above the ground. So I was going to stop by and talk to her. But the lady's name's Catherine that referred me to this family. I'll start off with that. Oh, Fetch. That's a huge hornet's nest. It's large and in charge. Hello. How are you? Are you the homeowner?
Emily, Eli. Emily.
Hi. Are your parents home?
Yes.
Can I talk to your mom and dad?
Yes.
Okay. Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, Catherine, just two doors down. You know Catherine. She told me to stop by.
Okay.
She said she was...
I'm
from Point. Okay. So, not Royal. She said that she was using Royal as well with you guys.
Uh-huh.
But what she was not necessarily happy with was kind of what's going on above the ground.
Above the ground?
Yeah, like... Because I don't know if you even saw this.
The
hornet's nest?
Yes, there's a one that was actually... Hold on, let me wear my
Oh, your sandals, for sure, cool. Hey, buddy, what's up? High five. Boom. How long have you guys lived here?
I think about 4 years now.
4 years, cool.
Camping.
So yeah,
that
one big, and then I was just noticing like the spider webs and things, more nests. That looks like a fresh one kind of starting up.
The small one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the beginnings of a hornet's nest though, that will get that size. That's just how they start out. They're a bit different than the paper wasps. And then, like the shutters, I don't know if we treat them. We're gonna clean down the spider webs, everything kind of here. And these, you can kind of see this small one, those mud wasps. This one here, it's on the rock.
Okay.
So Royal does good work on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Just the thing with Royal is they're not gonna treat up high.
I see.
So they're not going to treat the whole house where we would.
Oh, okay.
So, and we're pretty comparable in price. We're just doing more.
How does Catherine know you?
I just talked to her. Talked to her, and she even showed in the garage she had some of those mud wasps. It's because they just don't treat up there. It's the same with the bigger companies won't do as much, just because it's kind of like a standard that they do. You know, each house does this.
Okay.
We're smaller. It's a family company. It's my cousin's company. So we're able to customize to you guys better.
Okay.
So we'll definitely do the perimeter service, but then we'll treat all the windows and the doors. We'll come clean down all the spider webs, and then clean down all the wasp nests and everything. The product we put there will keep them from building there.
Okay. What's the price?
Yeah, so it's pretty comparable. I mean, Catherine, it was just about the same. Just we're able to do more. So for your size of home, usually is about this $195 just for the standard service. But they're letting me just do that for $105 and include the eaves, the web away, all of these extra services for free.
Oh.
So that's what's nice is that these extra services we're just gonna throw in because it saves us so much time to do. We're doing Norm Fletcher's. Well, he goes by Norm. His name's Fletcher. The piles is here on Sharpley, and then a few homes around close to you.
Mm.
So
we for us, we also get the not a carpenter ants. What's the ants that people are most scared about? The
carpenter ants?
No, Tommy John.
The swarming ones? The flying ants?
The ants that are going to destroy the structure of the...
Termites?
Termites.
Okay.
Yes.
So they do. Did they do a termite service?
Yes.
For you? They did. Okay.
For us, we don't have a termite. We are going to have a termite.
You're worried about it.
So they actually also do a termite monitor.
Termite check, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're the same. I mean, it's just what they do, I think, is a bit different. We don't encourage it.
Uh-huh.
Is they'll put like a bait kind of into the ground on those sticks.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they have? I think I've seen them around.
I'm not sure what they do.
Okay. But yeah, we'll look for the signs for termites and everything as well.
Uh-huh.
You're really just paying for them to pick up a stick and check to see if it has termites on it.
Okay.
And the bait actually brings the termites closer to the home.
Oh, okay.
So we don't encourage that.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, Terminex was like the original termite people.
Uh-huh.
And they don't even do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's the nice thing is our technicians are trained to look for those. So they're going to see if there's any termite damage.
You have a business card?
Yeah. So we do termites as well. How much do you pay for them to come out, Royal?
For me, right now, I pay $50 on the... because I'm paying for the
termite check?
For the return. So whenever I saw something, like they need to come out for free. But even there's nothing, they need to visit me once a quarter or once a...
Oh, so they don't even spray anything.
Yeah, right now they are not...
They're not even spraying?
I'm not sure what they did there right now.
Because you're
we're already in the sort of a maintenance. We have a maintenance contract.
Oh, okay. I see what you're... So they're doing like the termite checks each quarter.
Mm-mm.
And you're paying $50 just for them to check.
For every... I think every month. They check for the...
Oh, I see.
Emily?
Because they don't even do these. You see this?
Uh-huh.
So you're not having anybody come for these. Royal's just your termite guy.
Royal also do they...
They do this, but they're not actually spraying right now. Is that what you're saying?
That I'm not sure what they are doing.
Yeah, because $50, they won't make any money off that. So
$50 per month? Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on what their services is. That's... Oh, you pay $50 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's like $150 a quarter.
Right.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I mean, these ants shouldn't be here if they're spraying, so they must just be doing termites, because usually they just... Anybody...
Not just termite. I think we have a contract. They need to basically every quarter come out to do a treatment.
Okay, that makes sense. But you pay them monthly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was unclear there. That's my fault. Oh, okay. So that makes sense. How long have you been with to Royal?
Only 1 or 2 years.
Okay. So yeah, they're just on like that maintenance program.
See,
now.
Every quarter they come out. So for me, I think Catherine already has the ant problems.
Yeah.
So they may ask for one-time treatment for my home.
She's having them come quarterly as well.
Oh, okay.
She was saying. But we're just doing 105, and we'll do that plus more, 105 a quarter. So that turns out to be 30.
That's probably even cheaper than what we are paying right now.
Yeah, it's $35 a month.
What about the initial treatment? Is it the same?
Yeah. So, like, initially, there would be a big upfront charge.
Oh, okay.
But where we're doing a group rate, they're letting me waive that just to 105. When was the last time Royal came out?
Not sure.
Not sure?
I'm not sure. I need to check the records. Yeah.
Because we'll do, typically, with a fresh home, so that's what we do for you where there's more activity. We do a service this month and next month,
mm-hmm.
but then not again for another 3 months.
Then so, on a quarterly basis.
Yeah. But the nice thing is I just drop it down to that base price and
mm-hmm.
then keep it at the base price. So the initials in July, August for the second, and then once every 3 months.
Mm.
But we'll treat that. We'll make sure we catch those ants because that's even what Mr. Piles was seeing
mm-hmm.
was the ants right in this area.
Mm-hmm.
They'll build up the wall and then eventually... move in, you know, but their colony's kind of just set up in here.
Oh, okay.
And then in the ground.
Oh, okay.
They first set up here and then move further in. So
oh, okay.
It's just 105 each time is all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's much cheaper. And then we'll be servicing on Monday. So
okay.
These ants that you're seeing now, We'll take care of those. We'll clean down all of these guys. Just clean everything down. And the product will keep them from building there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Monday afternoon best for you or morning?
Right now for me, I'm just not ready to make the move immediately. If you have a business card, let me think about it. I will call you.
Okay. Was there other questions? What would be holding you back from switching over?
I'm probably just going to do some research because I've been with the Royal for
a long time.
Long time. Yeah. Every time if I switch, from what I understand, if I want to switch back, they're going to charge me the initial fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so. I just would say the only thing that if... That shouldn't be happening. If Royal's servicing with you, that there shouldn't be ants there.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's coming and paying, charging you $150 a quarter each time to do it, and you're still getting ants out here, it's not really doing exactly what you need it to. I see what I'm saying. And then, so we're able to do that on the group rate just for cheaper.
And right now, would you, how safe is your product? Emily, could you bring Logan back home? Just to play here.
The super safe. We treat daycares. Clinics, vet clinics.
Are you basically using the same product as every other? Each one have their own?
Royal may use some of the same products we use, but we always are switching ours up. You know, it's the products that we can only get because we're licensed and trained to get them. Mm. So, but we'll start with Termidor. Mm-hmm. That's the termite, actually. That's what they pump into the ground, but we're going to start that because it's the most effective product on the market.
Okay.
Start with Termidor. Right now we're using Talstar as well. Demand, Psychic, Phantom. So it may be some of the same things. But
termite, we don't... are you aware of any termite problem in this neighborhood?
Not in the neighborhood, no. I haven't heard of any termite issues.
Okay.
So
that we probably just be cautious at the time.
Yeah, and that's what... Like, our technicians, each time they come around, they do an inspection. It's part of the service. So they're going to be like, if there's any sign of termites, they'll give you a heads up. And then
how many
people
do termites.
You
with the company?
So this is, as a total?
Yeah.
Total, we're smaller. We're around 10,000 customers. We're based in Bridgeport, so that goes anywhere from King of Prussia area, north, south, all the way down to, you know, Delaware's right there. So... And then I think it goes as far as East Coates, as Coatesville.
How many technicians do you have right now?
Technicians? Not sure. For the new homes, we have 3.
Okay.
Just because there's about 6 of us that come out.
Okay.
So we book 2 or 3 days in advance, and we keep them busy.
Okay.
So
you are the... this is a family business you already
yeah.
mean. This is your cousin's business.
Yeah, it's my cousin's business.
Oh, how long have you been in...
So, in the pest control industry, been around since, man, when did they start? It's been 10 years that they've been doing it, but they used to work for Orkin,
okay.
And then they figured we could do it better ourselves and be more family oriented. Sorry.
Okay.
And so they broke off from Orkin.
Oh, okay.
Other people's Point used to be Nationwide. Okay. They bought a franchise from Point. Point broke up. Uh-huh. So now it's just my cousins are the sole owners of Point Pest Control. There's the main office is in Pennsylvania, and there's a smaller one in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. I think I probably have all the all the information. Let me do some survey comparison.
Yeah.
Check
us out, Better Business Bureau, Angie's List. We're on there as well.
Okay.
So I think we have an A-plus rating on the BBV.
That's
good.
Your business?
Yeah.
Let me just write down your name there.
This I wrote my name down here, Aaron.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Let me write my cell phone number for you for
you. Oh.
So you can give me a call.
Thanks.
And what was your name?
James.
James. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, because I mean, Royal does good work. It's just we're able to do more for your money, which is always nice, right?
Thanks.
Yeah.
We have subscribed to a lot of the this kind of a plan, maintenance plan. Every time I find out that if we need to do. Ooh.
What's going on?
My
is your wife gonna leave? Or your mother?
My mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. And then alright, great. I thank you very much for you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it was nice to meet you.
Hey,
just give me a call back when you're ready to switch over.
Sure.
So, all right.
Sure.
Great.
All right.
Thanks so much. Have a lovely weekend.
You
talk
too.
To you later. Bye. I'm tired, can't let you sleep. Tonight you can have my baby. It's just there's nothing left to say. How's it going?
Good. Okay, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Just give me the whole primer up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it for
about 40 minutes.
I'll be here on Monday.
Okay, cool. Let me just get some info from you. Do you want me to step inside real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave that out in the open. So let me show you the plan so we're clear on that. Just the months will come and things. Why is this not going back in there? What we do, because your home's fresh to a service, we'll come, this initial is in July, and we come back in August to finish that flush out, and then it's once every 3 months after that. So it's a total of 5 services for that first year.
Right.
So July 15th will be the first. So it's Bill?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Sigley. S-I-E-G-L-E.
Sigley.
Yeah.
That's cool, I like that. You're number 14, Sharply Drive.
Tab Knock on the door, I'm gonna give him a check when he's here on Monday.
Okay. S-H-R-P.
L-E-Y.
L-E-Y. And then we're in Jasper, right?
Yep. Where are you guys at?
At Bridgeport.
Oh, okay.
Just in Morristown. That's the office number.
Okay.
317. I was gonna say 371. So we'll give you a call before these next services.
Okay. Give you a phone number, 302.
Okay. Home?
Yeah, I'll give you a cell, 302.
Okay.
540-7092.
Is there an alternate just in case?
610-361-9759.
So these are all the standard guys I was telling you about to include. So we might start doing our invoices by email. Could I just grab an email for you real quick? Do you want to write it down?
No, I'll give it to you. Bill.
B-I-L-L.
Dot. Sigley. S-I-E-G-L-E. 56. At gmail.com.
Perfect. And then those extra guys that we're including for free.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any specific areas you want us to treat?
No, just the outside. Standard? I really don't have any issues, but I don't want any issues either.
Yeah, for sure. So the inside, do you want them to do the inside as well? It's included.
It is, yeah. What are they going to do? Spray on the inside?
We won't do the baseboards. We'll do under the kitchen and bathroom sinks, the basement, and the garage. So it's really specialized.
Okay.
Yeah, that's included.
Okay.
So when he's here, just...
I'll be here. Perfect. You see my Tahoe out front. I'm here all day.
Okay, cool. So... Yeah, unfortunately we don't do check. We do e-check.
Yeah.
Do you know e-check?
What do you want, cash, yeah?
Oh, we do Visa or MasterCard.
Okay, I'll give him a Visa card.
Okay.
Put on money.
Cool. Okay. Well, he might ask for it before.
That'd be fun.
That's cool. And I mean, I could even take it beforehand.
No, you just give it to me on Monday.
Okay.
I'll be here Monday.
Okay, cool.
I'll get you squared away.
Okay, cool.
You want to take a check off my business?
Sorry?
You want to take a check off my business?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I have a business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, I'll company check.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll give it a check. It'd be fine. You know, it's a federal offense to bounce a business check.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We usually just do everything electronically, though. So
that's right, well, sometimes it's easier for some stuff. Just give me a check. I'll get squared away when you get your office.
Okay, that works.
You'll get paid one way or the other.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right, that's what.
It's the least of your problems. $105.
Yeah, plus tax. Okay. So $111.30.
Yeah, of course.
Each time.
Tax.
Yeah. If you just went like a couple of roads down, there's no tax, right?
Yeah, right. About 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen?
How many people did you get in here?
Just 2 so far. I've only been here
your
signature at the bottom.
There you go.
So, yep.
Okay.
I've only been here for like an hour.
Okay.
So just knocked on this road. Oh, let me call for a specific time. I think it's going to be like.
I'll be here all day.
Yeah. I just so you know.
Just have a knock on the door or knock on the slider in the back.
Okay.
No.
What was that noise? Yeah, just so they know, and just so you know, Monday, I'm thinking it's going to be a 1-3.
Yeah.
Today's the
13th.
Hey, Brittany, I'm just calling to save a time for Monday. What's the earliest time we have? Do you have that 1-3 still? Okay, save that for me. Perfect. I'll call you back in a bit. Thanks. Bye. Right. I'll just give you a copy of this. You can use it as a receipt. And then, yeah, when the tech comes, just however you want to do it. I don't know.
I'll get
it. Yeah, cool.
I'll be with you.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Thanks
very
much. No problem.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, it's raining.
Yeah, of
course. All right. We'll see you later, Bill.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Oh, just recorded a sale of how not to collect the EFT. Thank you.